So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we'd do a Hunger Games prequel.
Oh, hell yeah. People have been clamoring for some new Hunger Games content.
They have?
Well, no, but that is a title with some brand recognition, which is always safer than something original. I'm scared all the time.
Hey, this industry was built by risk takers, and now it's our job to calm that down a little bit.
I am so expendable, my dude. We should hold each other after this.
I'm in.
So tell me about this movie.
Well, it's actually going to take place like decades before the other Hunger Games movies and follow a young Coriolanus Snow.
Oh, Coriolanus, huh? That was my nickname for a little while after I fell butt first off of my yacht onto a chunk of the Grand Barrier Reef.
Oh my god, okay, that's really personal and not really how it's pronounced.
Managed to get my surgery sponsored by UNESCO.
Alright, so obviously eventually this guy is gonna turn into the tyrannical president of Pan Am that we know.
So the main character of this becomes the guy in charge of the child murder games.
That's right. It's
gonna be hard to get the audience to root for a guy like that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he's handsome.
So what's going on with this handsome kid murder man?
Well, see, at the 10th Hunger Games, kid murder man is going to be charged with mentoring one of the tributes, this girl named Lucy Gray.
Lucy Gray, okay, I'll try to remember that.
Oh, don't worry, sir. Her name's going to be repeated 10,000 times in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And so she's actually a singer, and they have a little thing going on, so people call her his songbird.
Very cute.
But she's also very good with snakes.
Songbirds and snakes, huh?
Yeah, see, that's actually the title of the movie, The Hunger Games colon.
The Hunger Games colon?
No, the colon would be silent.
Oh, so is mine since the post-coral surgery.
Again, really personal.
Now every fart sounds like a secret.
All right, anyway, the title is The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
That just rolls off the tongue. Okay, great.
Yeah, and
critics can't really talk sh- if our movie's title takes up like half their article's character count.
Now that's smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Lucy Gray's gonna sing in this thing?
About six more times than what feels comfortable.
What?
So the whole thing is that if Kid Murder Man wants to rise through the ranks, he needs to make sure that Lucy Gray draws in viewers to the Hunger Games because numbers are down and they don't even know if these things are gonna continue.
Oh, no. Actually, no, wait. No, no, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, objectively, but handsome Kid Murder Man want prestige.
Right, okay, yeah.
And there's gonna be this character that actually started the games. He's smart, but he's an alcoholic.
Well, we already used Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I was thinking we used the other actor who always does that.
Peter Dinklage.
Exactly. So Peter Dinklage is like, hey, if you cheat in the Hunger Games, you're gonna be in big trouble.
Oh, so what does Kid Murder Man do?
He cheats.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's gonna provide Lucy Gray with a little thing of rat poison.
How does he get that to her?
He just hands it to her. All the tributes are kept in a big cage before the games.
No guards or security cameras?
Apparently not. So she heads into the games well equipped.
Well, okay then.
And Kid Murder Man convinced the games master to let the public donate so they could send supplies to the tributes.
Oh, that's like that thing that happens in the original movies.
Yeah, weren't you curious about how that specific thing came to be?
No, not really.
Oh, dang it. Well, were you curious about how that hanging tree song that Katniss sang came to be written?
Not particularly.
Dang it, okay. Well, since this is a prequel, we kind of have to include pointless origin things for stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fine. That does seem to be what prequels are for some reason.
So anyway, during the games, Kid Murder Man's gonna do everything he can to keep Lucy Gray alive.
Like what?
Well, turns out the drones they use to send supplies kind of suck, so he sends a bunch at once to hit the other kids that are about to hurt her.
Oh, hell yeah, injure those kids, handsome Murder Man.
He's also gonna straight up sneak in and kill a kid.
Oh, he's just going in and killing people.
Yeah, technically he goes in to rescue his mentor friend Sejanus, but yeah, he straight up kills a kid.
Oh, okay.
And Lucy Gray is gonna kill too. She's gonna sprinkle a bit of rat poison through a vent and a kid's gonna breathe a little bit of it in and die instantly.
God, how effective is that rat poison?
The most effective rat poison to ever exist.
Sure seems that way.
And eventually the game master is gonna send in thousands and thousands of genetically modified snakes.
Uh-oh.
But Kid Murder Man learned earlier that if the snakes know you're sent, they won't attack you.
Okay.
So he puts a little Lucy Gray handkerchief into the snake pit before they send it in.
All the thousands and thousands of snakes were able to get a little whiff of this cloth and remember her scent.
That's what we're going with. That works.
So then all the kids die and Lucy Gray survives.
Surviving because of how much you smell is tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, that was a pretty entertaining movie for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
There's still about an hour left, though.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, see, Peter Dinklage finds out that Kid Murder Man cheated, so he sentences him to 20 years of being Eminem.
What?
Yeah, he's got to work as a peacekeeper in District 12.
Okay.
And eventually he's gonna reunite with Lucy Gray and they're kind of in love and stuff.
Feels like a whole additional movie.
Yeah, well, people got mad when we split one book into two movies. I don't know what you want me to do here.
That's a fair point. I mean, no one's ever happy.
And Kid Murder Man is gonna snitch on one of his friends who gets killed and then he and Lucy Gray escape.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But while they're escaping, they're gonna become paranoid and suspicious of each other and Kid Murder Man's gonna try to kid murder her.
Okay.
But we're not really gonna know if he managed to, and then he's gonna go back to Pan Am and kill Peter Dinklage Dinklage and get a big promotion and be all rich and stuff.
We done?
We done.
Oh, okay, yay, good.
So what do you think?
Well, that kind of dragged on for a bit there, but sounds like we're bringing a franchise back to life. Let's get the hype train going. Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it, despite the fact that obviously I didn't put any jokes in this one. It just didn't feel appropriate. Quite frankly, I didn't feel like it. And so, you know, maybe in future ones I'll put jokes, but